Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
I'm ready. Wayne Allen Root is here. Couple of really big news stories I want to get to first. I mean, there's a hundred. There's so many, I can't keep up with them all. First of all, the White House chief doctor deems Biden fit to work but omits a cognitive test. In other words, they did an exam of Joe Biden, and they never tested his brain. Of course not. If you tested his brain, it would take about 3 seconds, and you'd find out there's nothing there. It's a big empty devoid. It's like this. It's like space. It's like the universe. It's devoid for miles and miles. The man is gone. He's finished. There's nothing there. Giant abyss. And then his spokesman, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, on Thursday called Barack Obama the president. Just what I've been saying to all of you. You know, everything I ever say comes true, and everything I ever say gets ripped off. I remember when I said that Trump should be the Speaker of the House. Next thing you know, that Steve Bannon's giving speeches saying Trump should be Speaker of the House. I remember what I've said 1,000 times, this country needs a divorce. I've been divorced. We'll all survive it. I survived it. Divorce is better than an unhappy marriage. And we need a divorce. The red states have to go their own separate way. Blue states, now Marjorie Greene Taylor's running around the country talking about a national divorce. The exact words I used, a national divorce. Everything I say comes true. Everything I say gets ripped off. People understand that I am the guy, I'm the oracle, man. I'm the guy who comes up with the ideas that everybody winds up using. And I've been saying for years that Obama is the real president. And so let's see, I haven't even read this article yet. While speaking to the press pool, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, stated, President Obama announced that, President Biden. And then she made light of the situation and said, whoa, that is news. And she proceeded to announce Biden's nominee for the World Bank would be the former president and CEO of MasterCard. There's another telling thing, right? The CEO of MasterCard is getting an appointment by the president of the United States, Obama or Biden, whoever the hell the president is. He's getting an appointment. And this is how the corporate CEOs are all in the bag. You take care of me, I'll take care of you. Other big news stories. Spain is set to decriminalize bestiality, thanks to the socialist progressives of Spain. They're going to decriminalize having sex with animals. I mean, when you talk about how horrible liberals are, the disgusting things they believe in, they don't believe in anything. There are no laws. You can do what you want. You could screw little children. You could screw animals, pets, wild animals. These people are insane. They're insane. The amendment, under the current law, causing injuries that seriously impair the health of animals or subject them to sexual exploitation would merit a prison term. But now, if approved, the previous statute would be deleted and replaced with a new one titled Crimes Against Animals. And under the new law, only animal owners who cause injury to an animal requiring veterinary treatment to restore its health by any means or procedure, including acts of a sexual nature, would be subjected to punishment, which means having sexual relations with an animal would be perfectly legal so long as it doesn't cause serious harm to the animal and so long as you're not the owner of the animal. Aside from potentially decriminalizing bestiality, the new bill would penalize Spaniards who kill rats in their homes with jail time and fines of up to $53,000. I don't really know what to say right now, but, you know, Spain is basically a socialist country filled with, you know, lazy welfare losers. And this is the direction the United States of America is in. This, Justin, the White House says Joe Biden has no plans to visit the Ohio derailment site despite having plenty of time to visit Ukraine. I mean, don't you understand? If he was smart, if they were smart, if they really cared, if elections weren't rigged, they would have had him there in 5 minutes, and they'd certainly have him there now. They would not allow anyone to say that the President of the United States went to Ukraine and Poland and believes in America last, could not care less about going to the site of the worst environmental disaster in America's history. They wouldn't even consider that because they know they'd lose the election. They'd lose every election because the entire middle class and the entire white middle class and the entire working class and the entire Ohio and the whole Midwest would all vote against Democrats for the rest of all time. This is more proof of fixed elections. They don't care because they know they've lost every white voter, every middle class voter, every Midwest voter, every Ohio voter, and every working class voter, and they don't care because the elections are rigged and fixed. Don't you get it? They don't care what you think because they know they're going to steal it in 2024 again. And this just in, a group accuses Joe Biden of using executive order to target whites and Asians with more IRS audits. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's just wonderful. The America First Legal Foundation, this is not exactly Martin Luther King's dream. You understand that, right? MLK said he dreamt of a nation where nobody would ever notice the color of your skin. They'd hire you without thinking about the fact that you're black or white or some other color or some other race or some other sex, gender, nationality. You wouldn't think about it. You would just hire the best man or woman for the job. And instead, you're getting into college because you're black. You're being rejected from college because you're white. You're getting jobs because you're black. You're getting rejected because you're white. Now you're going to get IRS audited because you're white. And you're not going to get IRS audited because you're black. That wasn't Martin Luther King's dream. He had a dream. The dream was that we'd be a colorblind society. Not that we'd suddenly, two wrongs would make a right and we'd make up for the wrong of being bad to blacks by being bad to whites? Being evil to whites? Is that what Martin Luther King would have wanted? This is insanity. It truly is. What's going on in this country is insanity. So the America First Legal Foundation filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, for Treasury Department communications. The Treasury Department, of course, is in charge of the IRS. And they say that an executive order signed by President Biden last week encourages the IRS to alter its audit algorithms and audit more white and Asian taxpayers. And less black taxpayers. Fewer black taxpayers. You just can't believe this is what America's about, you know? And I laugh because in England, I don't know how many of you know this, but in England, they've got their version of the Oscars or Academy Awards. I think it's called BAFTA or something like that. BAFTA or BAFTA. I don't even know. I've never watched it in my life. But it's England's version of the Academy Awards, the Oscars. And they have fought so hard for inclusion and diversity and equity. And so they congratulate themselves and slap their own backs for weeks now because when they announced all the award nominees, 40% were minority. And they said, we've done it. We've achieved equity. We've achieved social justice. 40% are black or dark skin. And then they announced the winners. Those are the nominees. The winners were all white. So they had their picture, and every winner was white. And the whole Internet erupted, and the whole England erupted, and the whole, I'm sure, United States Civil Rights Movement erupted, and the NAACP erupted, and Al Sharpton erupted, and Jesse Jackson erupted, if he's still able to erupt anymore. I don't think Jesse Jackson's able to do anything. I think he's sitting in the dark. But he's a very old man now, and he's got no energy left. But, you know, his last ounce of energy would be angry that not one black person won any of these awards. Only whites won. So, I just put out a tweet, and I said, I'm just wondering if anybody saw the NBA All-Star Game. I'm wondering if anybody saw the NFL Pro Bowl in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. The NBA All-Star Game a week ago. Pretty much everybody's black. Not, you know, there's always one exception, but I think every single player at the NBA All-Star Game but one was black. And I think almost everyone in the Pro Bowl in the NFL was black, except for a few quarterbacks. And that's about it, right? Except for a few offensive linemen and quarterbacks, everyone's black. Why is that okay? Why is it not okay that everybody who wins an Academy Award is white, but it is okay that everybody at the NFL and NBA All-Star teams are black. Why? Is it, did it not occur to you that the best people got the awards and the best people got voted to the All-Star teams? So it's okay that they happen to be black? I'm okay with that. If the best players got in because they're black, I wouldn't be okay with that. But if they get in because they're the best hitter, the best pitcher, the best catcher, and they happen to be black, great. And what if you're the best actor and you get in because you're white? I think that's fine. How can you be mad that the people who won were all white? Maybe they were the best people for the award. But we're starting to get to the point where a white person isn't going to get into Princeton or Harvard or Columbia ever again. White people are not wanted. They should put up signs. You know, what was that famous movie, No Country for Old Men, I think it was called? Chris, do you remember that movie, No Country for Old Men? It's a movie called No Country for Old Men. Google that. I guarantee you'll come up. No Country for Old Men. And so I'm going to write a column, No Country for White Men. Do you not want us anymore? Are we going to be like South Africa? I was once the up-and-coming Tony Robbins. I don't know how many people know that. You know, I've had three careers. I went from the king of sports, Vegas sports gambling, to a political career and sports conservative talk radio and talk TV. But in between, I was the next Tony Robbins, and I gave motivational speeches all over the world. And I gave four speeches in South Africa. And someone sat me down to tell me what it was like to try and get a job in South Africa if you're white. Remember, South Africa used to be apartheid, and they treated black people terrible. Well, now they treat white people terrible. So if you go for a job in South Africa, they have to hire you, first because you're black, second because you're a minority of some kind, third because you're a mulatto, fourth because you're a woman, fifth because you're a lesbian or gay or transgender, and then sixth down, if they can't find any of those, then a white man gets hired. So no white men can ever get hired in South Africa for anything. Is that what's next for America? Sure seems like it to me.
Small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood, there's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. The Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Boy, is the country on fire. I'll be talking more in hour number two, my Lindell TV hour, about, you know, there's always a pattern. It's almost like there's a script, and I say that with, you know, tongue-in-cheek, facetiously. There is a script. Somebody somewhere writes scripts for the media. And, you know, one day the script is that Republicans lost the midterms because of Donald Trump. And the next day, it's Donald Trump's been raided at Mar-a-Lago. He's a criminal. And the next day, it's something else. The next day, it's something else. And the same words come from everyone's lips. And all of a sudden, guess what the script is? That podcasters and internet keyboard warriors have got to be stopped because they're all giving out misleading information. We got to stop conservative media of all kinds. Media, social media. This is a communist attack on the United States of America, a communist takeover of the United States. And they're all reading from the same script. And they can't stop the Wayne Roots. And they can't stop people from listening and watching the Wayne Roots. So then they want to stop Newsmax and OAN and Where Am I, Lindell TV and USA Audio and Real America's Voice. They've got to stop. They want to take us all down, take us off the air, stop our podcasts, stop us from commenting on social media, stop us from having websites. They're out to destroy us. All right. Let me mention the sponsor. Oh, and by the way, destroy our sponsors. So I want all of you to go buy from my sponsors, because there's no show if the sponsors don't write a check. So the sponsors need you to buy. And these are good people that support conservative talk radio and conservative TV. GreatPatriotStore.com. If you're a freedom-loving, patriotic person like I am, and if you ever freedom-loving, patriotic family like I do. I have four great kids. You're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. And now they're announcing they bought a ranch, they bought a food processing facility, and they are raising all of their beef humanely in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never, ever, ever given any hormones or any antibiotics or, let me add to that, any mRNA. I would never allow anything sold on my show with mRNA in it, meaning the COVID vaccine. You know, that's what they want to do now. They want to vaccinate the animals to make us all sick. The beef is the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, and exclusively available only to their members. So, like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. It's all the best products, healthier, greener, better, made in the USA, delivered to your front door at the lowest prices that defeat inflation, and now they've got the beef. GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Check them out. Some more news stories you need to know. U.S. government received $400 million in a COVID-19 vaccine royalty payments from Moderna. Okay? $400 million from one company. Do you understand? Everybody got rich. The government got rich. The media got rich. The doctors got rich. And Big Pharma got really rich. But the media took all their money. And they've all been bribed. And the politicians got rich. They took their campaign contributions, and they went out and took the inside information and bought the stock. You know, Big Pharma came to them and said, okay, here's $1 million for your campaign, or $1 million for your inauguration, or $1 million for your big party, or $1 million for the RNC, or $1 million for the DNC. And hint, hint, here's a little news for you. Go buy Pfizer stock, because we're about to make billions and billions of dollars. And, oh, by the way, you can help us make billions and billions of dollars an hour or a day or a week by simply always making sure that you vote for more vaccines. And you guys in the media, you can make billions by always making sure you never say anything bad about the vaccines and only say good things about the vaccines and only quote experts who say good things about the vaccines. And then you, the government, should also offer money to all the media to bribe them so that they never say anything bad about the vaccines. And then we're also going to pay you hundreds of millions in vaccine royalty statements. And you wonder why nobody ever said anything bad about the vaccines, but Wayne Root from the first day. Yesterday, I talked about the story in Arkansas with the White House aide, a very top, important aide official to Bill Clinton when he was president, was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast to his chest. And how could you be hung? How would you hang yourself after you shot yourself with a shotgun in the chest? Explain that to me. Not possible. And if you're already hanging, while you're hanging and you're struggling to breathe and you're choking to death, how would you grab a shotgun and shoot yourself? But wait, the best part is there was no gun there. But now the Arkansas sheriffs, now they've been taunted around the world, and everybody's made fun of them and said what a joke they are, they now claim a weapon was found near the body of the Clinton aide hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast to the chest. And this aide, Mark Middleton, is connected to Jeffrey Epstein, as is Bill Clinton. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
You USA News Update. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say what happened didn't have to.
We call things accidents. There is no accident. Every single event that we investigate is preventable.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homaday detailed how a wheel bearing on one of the train cars overheated and failed. More people are in the dark and more flights are being canceled as the impacts of a major winter storm continue to be felt. Michigan is in the epicenter for power outages in the U.S. More than 800,000 people are without power. The Oscars will have a crisis communications team this year after last year's incident when Will Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock.
Oh, wow! Will Smith just smacked out of it.
Esther Smith, he's been banned from attending the Oscars for 10 years. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
morning, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. And speaking of Las Vegas, what a great segue, because coming up in August is a huge event. You go, Wayne, it's February. Well, first of all, it's May in a couple of days. It's May. I mean, it's March in a couple of days. Excuse me. March in a couple of days. So it's not going to be February anymore. But still, August is a long way off. But this event's going to be sold out now. This is the big one. You've heard of the Reawaken America Tour. They've never done an event in Las Vegas before. They've been all over the country with all the top conservative speakers in the country, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I've been to their San Diego event, sold out to the rafters. I was invited to, 10 of them. I could only make one of them. I had no time. Most of them are on the East Coast, and I can't be away, that many days from this show. But all of them are sold out for 2 years now, and now they're coming to Vegas, and this is going to be the biggest one they've ever done. They're selling 9,300 tickets. They've taken over Craig Ranch Park in North Las Vegas on August 25th and August 26th, the night of. They're doing this at night because it's obviously hot in the summer. And this is like Woodstock for conservatives. General Michael Flynn is the organizer along with Clay Clark. The speakers are Wayne Allyn Root both nights on the main stage, the great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell. And remember, I had three rallies in Vegas. I haven't done one in a year, but I had three rallies over a one-year period, and I had 5,000 to 10,000 of you show up for each one, just for me. And now you've got the entire conservative speaking world will be there, including both Trump's sons and me and Alex Jones, General Flynn. So really great. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now. You'll get the best prices for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Timetofreeamerica.com. Promo code WAR. All right. Speaking of Vegas, I got a Vegas guest on, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, serves on the NRA Board of Directors nationwide, meaning the National Rifle Association Board of Directors nationwide. Niger Innes, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Good to be on with you, brother. And, my hometown is North Las Vegas, so you'll be right in August. You guys will be right in my hood. You should invite me to come.
Well, you say your hometown. I thought your hometown is Mount Vernon, New York, along with me, no?
Those are my native roots.
which one were you born in, though? Were you born in Mount Vernon? Were you born in North Las Vegas?
No. I wasn't born in North Las Vegas. When I moved out here in 2008, 2009, 2010, we moved to North Las Vegas.
Were you born in New York, I assume, yeah? Born in New York, I assume. Were you born in Mount Vernon, New York?
No. I moved there, though. I was born in Harlem, New York.
Ah, okay. Got it. I was actually born at Mount Vernon Hospital in Mount Vernon, New York, and I knew you were from Mount Vernon, so I thought it would be funny if little baby Root and baby Innes were next to each other in Mount Vernon Hospital.
Causing trouble and hitting on nurses.
That would have been absolutely a natural. So let's talk about Biden going to Ukraine and Poland, but not to Ohio. Always America last, and Trump, of course, with a brilliant decision to go there, always America first. And it showcased the difference between someone who loves America and believes in Americans and has a feeling of empathy to Americans who have been involved in a tragedy versus, Zelensky and Ukraine, which have nothing to do with America. Isn't Ohio supposed to come first, Niger Innes?
Absolutely. What they have done in Ohio, their reckless lack of attention and lack of engagement. And keep in mind now, this is an administration that has Mayor Pete as their superstar and supposedly heir to the Joe Biden presidency. Mr. Transportation Secretary is MIA. The EPA, for all these higher-than-thou environmentalist radicals, they have done nothing about the environmental hazard situation and the catastrophe that the people, not just of Ohio, but of neighboring Pennsylvania, have to deal with. And the fact that, symbolically, the president could spend, several days in Eastern Europe, principally for Ukraine, but ignore the people of Ohio and Pennsylvania, is an absolute disgrace, but it speaks to the fact that he's not an America first. He's a globalist firster.
Yeah, and I got to tell you what I really think about all this. What I really think, Niger, is it shows elections are rigged. Because, and I've said this before. I kept saying during the midterms that we're going to win a monstrous landslide unless the election is rigged. So don't Democrats care? They don't seem upset. They don't seem worried. And then it wasn't a monstrous landslide. They knew the fix was in. They couldn't lose by a large amount. And I feel the same way about 2024. If they were worried about 2024 and elections aren't fixed, aren't rigged, how come they wouldn't show up in Ohio, even if they hated working class Ohio white voters, as an example, because they voted for Trump? They'd still show up, even if you had to fake it and be an actor and act like you cared. You'd send FEMA there. You'd shower them with money. You'd say behind the scenes, I hate those people. They all voted for Trump. But you'd still act like you love them in person. But they don't even fake it, which leads me to believe that everything's rigged because they just don't care that no one's going to vote for them.
Well, I'm very, very concerned about this nation becoming a one-party nation. You know, we have lost, and I put lost with air quotes up there, you know, 7 out of the last 8 popular votes. I mean, even with Donald Trump's brilliant victory in 2016, it was an electoral college victory, of course, which is what elects presidents. But yet again, we lost the popular vote, and I'm very, very, very concerned that be it through fraud or through creative counting, if you will, we are becoming a one-party de facto dictatorship.
And you know what no one talks about, Niger? You say through fraud and through accounting and all that. All true. But what about through open borders? You know, Biden has let in 5 million new people. And the border agent retired who was on my show a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you happen to be listening, Niger, but you know what he said? He said, no, it's not 5 million, Wayne. It's 15 million in 2 years. Because for every one we catch and let in, 2 get away. They call them gotaways. 2 gotaways for every one they catch. So if we let in 5 million, that means there's 15 million. There's another 10 million that aren't counted. So that means in the next 2 years, as he opens the border and gets rid of Title 42, Title 42 is over, I think, in May, then I don't think there's any question you're not going to have another 15 million. You're going to have another 30 million. Now you have 30 and 15. That's 45 million new Americans in only 4 years. We're never going to win a popular vote ever again. The only question is whether we can win an electoral vote.
It's a very scary time, and it's a clear national security threat. Look, I am no dove. I am a Reagan Republican. I believe in a robust military, but we have more interests in our southern border that are being invaded every day than we have in the border between Ukraine and Belarus,
right,
or
exactly.
Ukraine and Russia.
Right. I'm not against Ukraine. I've never said that I'm on Russia's side. I just think we're wasting our money, our resources, our equipment. $150 billion at this point is the number I've heard thrown about, but $150 billion. We've wasted it on something that doesn't matter compared to our border. You know, it just doesn't make sense to send that kind of money. A couple of million, yes. You know, a few advisors, sure. But not $150 billion and not at the point of antagonizing, you know, one of the great nuclear powers in the world. We don't need to go to war with Russia. I think it's crazy. Let's talk about Mayor Pete, because I mentioned to you that, you know, Biden, if he had a brain, would certainly act as if he cared about the people of Ohio. But let's take a Mayor Pete. There's a guy that you said correctly is one of the heir apparents, they think, to be their presidential candidate. And yet, this is the worst performance since that guy, you know, since Bush said after Hurricane Katrina, attaboy Brownie, and that guy who headed FEMA, Brown, was a disaster. Mayor Pete is a freaking disaster.
An absolute nightmare, an absolute disaster. Here's a guy who cannot miss an opportunity to be in front of a news camera, you know, to be on Meet the Press or Face the Nation or one of these liberal shows. And yet, when it comes to something that is in his daily work, that is a part of his cabinet appointment, which is a trail derailment that has become a human catastrophe in Ohio and Pennsylvania, he is nowhere to be found. Leadership is stepping up to the plate. Leadership is showing up when you need to show up. And Mayor Pete is MIA. Donald Trump did more in a day than Mayor Pete has done in several weeks since this thing happened.
Yeah, and his name, by the way, I looked it up while you were talking. I actually Googled Mike Brown, who was the former FEMA director under Bush, when Bush said, you know, great job, Brownie. Attaboy, Brownie. Yeah. And it turned out that he was doing a horrible job, and it really destroyed not only Mike Brown's career, but it destroyed Bush's presidency. And so it seems to me this should destroy Biden and the Democrat Party once and for all, except the difference is the media made that the biggest issue in the history of the world, and they're covering this up. That's the difference.
Wayne, can you imagine if President Trump was president and right. this kind of inaction was taking place? They'd be losing their minds right now. But nevertheless, they keep silent. And then you've got governors like the governor in Pennsylvania that cover for the EPA and Biden and say, oh, they've done a tremendous job. They pressured the railway company to give money. They would not have given money without the Biden administration stepping up. These guys are MIN, and it's an absolute disgrace.
And it's even worse than Katrina. Katrina was horrible. I mean, it was obviously a massive tragedy. But I see lots of reports that say this Ohio derailment is worse than Chernobyl. Now, again, I don't know if that's an exaggeration. I'm not there, boots on the ground, Niger. So I don't know, but if people are saying, experts, scientific experts are saying it's worse than Chernobyl, something horrendous has just happened in the Midwest U.S. And if you're not there, you don't really know. Just like we're not on the border, so I don't really know. We'll be right back. More with Niger Innes. He is a great guy and a national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Wayne Ruth, be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root, it's 2020. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. There are many time-wasting distractions in business. I call it noise. Noise prevents you from growing your business. The trick is to determine what's real and what's noise. Here's an example. If a payroll salesperson contacts you, it's noise. I say this because Patriot Software is scaling quickly with our 5-star rated payroll, and we don't have salespeople because our payroll product sells itself. Our payroll is for businesses with up to 500 employees. We handle payroll taxes, offer free setup and support, and our prices are proudly displayed on our website. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Nevada Corporate Headquarters is sponsor of this segment of the show. They want you to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. They want you to control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live. Choose to do business, and you should too. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. The book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com to get your free book today. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has over 30-year track record to help people open their own Nevada LLCs and do it the right way. So you don't screw yourself, right? You got to do it the right way so you're legally protected. They're rated 5 stars, more than 14,000 reviews online. They've helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com to get your free book, NevadaWar.com. And I want to stress, it's anywhere in the United States you live. It doesn't matter if you're in New Jersey. It doesn't matter if you're in Connecticut. It doesn't matter if you're in Houston, Texas. It doesn't matter if you're in California. You can open a Nevada LLC with the help of Nevada Corporate Headquarters. NevadaWar.com is where you get the free book to find out all about it. All right. Niger Innes is back with us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, serves on the NRA Board of Directors. Niger, welcome back to the show.
Good to be on with you, brother.
We got a couple of competitors for President Trump. Well, first of all, we got Nikki Haley. Second of all, we've got the possibility of United States Senator Tim Scott, who would be the first black Republican, I believe ever the first. Oh, no, he wouldn't be the first ever because Ben Carson would have been the first ever black Republican serious candidate for president. Now we've got a second one with Tim Scott, Nikki Haley of Indian origin. We've got a gentleman whose name I can't even pronounce, and it's not in front of me, but he's also of Indian origin from the state of Ohio, and he's a high-tech millionaire worth $500 million plus, I understand. He just announced the other day. So there's a lot of good candidates out there. The Republican Party has a really deep bench. What are your thoughts?
I think this could very well be a replay of 2016 when you had a wide variety of super qualified candidates to become president of the United States. and the only one that distinguished himself in terms of a defined constituency and a defined style of campaigning was, of course, President Trump. And we could very well have a replay of 2016.
Well, you know, you could have a replay of 2016 in that if it was Trump one-on-one with DeSantis, and I personally believe Trump will win if that happened, but if Trump has a divided field with 15 candidates, I think he'd win by a landslide. In other words, DeSantis loses if there's 15 candidates. His best shot of beating Trump is one-on-one against Trump. Nikki Haley and Tim Scott can only divide the vote enough so that Trump always has 30, 35, 40%. Everybody else divides up the rest. So just like 16, you might have 17 people up on that stage, but the only one who starts out with 35% of the vote is Trump, and nobody can ever catch up with that many candidates. That's the problem if you're against Trump, in my opinion.
I think you're onto something. I think, you know, you have folk that will walk through fire to vote for President Trump and support President Trump. I think Governor DeSantis has done a magnificent job in Florida, and he is a formidable candidate. So is Glenn Youngkin, by the way, which, you know, not a lot of people are really talking about. He's kind of flying low under the radar. But Glenn Youngkin could very well be a formidable challenger as well. But I agree. The more the field is splintered, the more you have the chance of a natural consolidation. Like I said before, you've got people that will walk through fire, walk on nails, to support President Trump. And that defined constituency, it would be hard to defeat in a, very splintered field. Let me just say, for Nikki Haley, I'm a big fan of hers when she was governor. I think she did a terrific job when she was Trump's UN ambassador. She was tough as nails. But I was a big fan of how she dealt with the Confederate flag controversy, which, by the way, Wayne, you know this, but many of your listeners may not know that the Confederate flag was flying over the capital of South Carolina was a Democrat invention. And it was an invention not so much to honor the Confederate soldiers that fighting for the wrong cause, but bravely fought for the wrong cause. It was created and put up there by a guy named Ernest Fritz Hollings, who was a Democrat governor at the time in the 1960s, and they were just opposing the Civil Rights Revolution led by Dr. Martin Luther King and so many others. And so it had nothing, it had very little to do with truly honoring the Confederacy, but much more to obstruct the Civil Rights Revolution. And I think the way and the decency and the civility that Nikki Haley retired that Confederate flag from the museum was wise, sagacious. It was almost like Solomon's decision. She did a brilliant job as governor. And I think, you know, I don't think she's going to go very, very far in the primary, but she could very well be on a short list for VP.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the Babylon Bee. You know, Babylon Bee is very funny, and they said Nikki Haley now enters the race to be picked for vice president. I mean, that was what they said the other day, and I thought that was kind of funny. You know, she's in the vice president sweepstakes. She's not really running for president. She's running to see if somebody wants her as an Indian woman who's well-spoken and attractive to be their vice presidential candidate. All right, Niger, we're on the run. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Right back at you with Lindell TV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.